95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you. How did you arrange this beautiful weather? I am so happy with this weather.
Not a fan.
You know it's going to snow tomorrow in some of the North Valley, like in Santa Clarita and stuff.
I sort of like that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I sort of like that.
How crazy
but
is that?
Then maybe Wednesday we get sun?
Nope. No more sun. That's it. It's all over.
And really?
Yeah, from now on in Los Angeles, it's going to look like this all the time.
That's kind of a bummer.
I love it.
Got to be honest.
I'm happy. That's all that matters.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
I found the best Christmas album ever.
Oh, sweet. I bet it's really, 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 really horrible.
It's... horrible is an understatement.
Ah, okay,
yeah,
good.
It's really great. It's really great bad.
Awesome.
Things you saw on your Ring cam.
Oh, that could be interesting.
Yes, there's always great stuff on that. And the worst gift that you ever got for Christmas.
Mm.
It's crazy some of the stuff people get for Christmas.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think I gave my mom a spatula one time when I was like
oh,
nine. Yeah, it was really, I thought, well, how about a spatula?
No wonder she hates you.
Right?
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Howdy, Heaven. What's up, Heaven? Just doing what Temple of the Dog tells me to do.
Who says what's up?
What's up? Nobody.
Zero people.
I'm happy to keep it alive along with Baba Booey.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We talked at one point about the worst Christmas songs.
I love the worst Christmas songs.
I'm going to give you a new Christmas album.
Okay.
That may be terrible.
Okay.
And then we're going to take some phone calls on the best Christmas songs.
Yeah, let's look for some good ones.
And maybe we'll play some.
Yeah, maybe. So you've got a good one in mind.
This hour, if you have a favorite Christmas song, 818-955 KLOS.
And you know, Marcy did that today. It was all Christmas music.
All right.
Yeah, in the boot camp.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
You know the name Wes Borland?
That sounds familiar. Don't know.
He is the guitarist for Limp Bizkit.
Oh, okay. That's why. Okay, right.
So it's fine you don't.
Sure. Wait, he's done a Christmas album?
He's kind of a weirdo.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember, but when he was playing on stage, he had full black eyes. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he got that effect, but they were just black.
Beautiful.
He's always kind of a weirdo.
Right. So, of course, he had Christmas
stuff.
Music. Yeah.
His band is called Big Dumb Face, which I applaud.
Mm-hmm.
His Christmas music is not your typical Christmas music.
I wouldn't think so.
The first song is called Your Grandma Got You Khaki Slacks. This is it. All right, hold on. Okay.
I kind of like that. I do.
I knew you would.
I like it.
So the words, for those of you that can't understand it, is it's Christmas time.
Yeah,
the tree is here.
Yeah.
What's under the tree? Should I? And then he talks about opening it. Which gift should I open? And then in a second, he'll start repeating, Your grandma got you khaki slacks.
What will it take to make good choices? Scratch the instant flame of curiosity.
Yeah, I officially like it. This is a good Christmas song. This is a good Christmas song.
I knew you would.
Hell yeah! That's a classic.
I knew
that
you
is
would
an
love
instant
it.
Classic.
I knew
love
you
it.
Love it.
Yeah,
this song is called It's Christmas.
No, this sounds like bad Devo.
It does.
Like Devo like got hit in the head and went in there and just. What are the lyrics?
I don't know.
I can't pick those out.
I can't pick a single word out.
Where's Monkey?
His big belly's covered in Vaseline was the last lyric.
That's nice. And then that is
his
something.
His big belly is covered in Vaseline.
Find Santa in that condition many times. Like every time I go up to the North Pole and I hang out with the closet, man, it's just Vaseline
a lot,
everywhere.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This song's called The Holiday Times.
Now we're going down, down, down.
Pretty.
I
would think Les Claypool would want to be suing right about
that. Yeah, agreed.
I was like, yeah, that sounds like...
What?
best of the days.
This is what everybody in radio does their first year. They go into the production room and play with the Echo machine.
Probably, yeah. Echo, Echo.
You don't usually release it as an album.
Correct.
The kitchen, you get a beer.
You can fast forward if you want.
That is
just terrible. That clip. And then there's one last clip. And I know you'll love this because
I like the first one at least.
It is 28 minutes long.
Let's play it all. Let's do it right now.
How many songs do you know are 28 minutes long?
Very few.
All right, let's hear it. Instrumental.
Oh, that's
so
pretty.
You don't know that it's
I like it though.
Christmas song.
That's nice.
And then the last song is called A Necrotic Feast, which are two words that you do not want next to each other.
There is a giant yellow person. His eyes are pits. His organs are on the outside of his body.
His organs are on the outside
of
his body.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Faithful healer. Mm-hmm. To take the worth of him. Mm-hmm. The warmth of him.
Right.
And snow is all around him and falling on him.
That's like that 80s synthesized voice.
That song also has 12 minutes of the sound of rain at the beginning of it.
He just accidentally
just rain.
Left the recorder on.
I don't think there's any accident.
No, I think he's like...
It seems like it, though, because it's 12 full minutes of rain.
You can get that on YouTube for free.
Yes.
You can get 2 hours of YouTube.
10 and second a minute 10 and 2 minutes and 10. Same thing, rain. It's just rain. It's Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit and his band Big Dumb Face.
Not trying too hard.
Not trying hard at all. But you liked the first one.
I did. I did actually like
that.
Your
khaki slacks.
Yeah, that one I like.
All right.
I appreciate that one.
So we're looking for good Christmas songs.
The ones you actually like.
818-955-KLOS. It doesn't necessarily have to be the ones everybody else likes.
No, of course not.
But if you like it, give us a call. And if we have it, perhaps we'll play it.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
You know, that one right there is one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. We used to sing it around the Christmas tree every
year.
Did you? Yeah, GNR, way back in the 60s.
Welcome to the Jungle. Wow.
Yeah, it was a favorite.
I didn't think of it that way.
Oh, yeah.
We are taking phone calls on the best Christmas songs at 818-955-KLOS. You have one?
Hey, how about Fruitcake by Fred Starr?
I do love me some Fruitcake.
Kevin loves that song.
I hate it, love it. Both.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I'd like to talk about the best Christmas song.
All right, what is it?
The song is called The Night I Followed Santa.
The Night I Followed Santa, as performed by the London Symphony Orchestra?
Not familiar with that one.
No, it's The Night I Followed Santa. It's by Joey Corso. It's a tune. It's like a bad Santa story about Santa driving down the 405 on Christmas Eve.
And are you Joey by any chance?
I am not.
You know, I don't know that I believe you that you're not.
Sounds like a lie.
Yeah.
I like that Santa's going down the 405, though. I like that it's local.
Yeah, that's very good.
The Los Angeles Santa story.
It's great, and there's a video on YouTube for it, and if you guys check it out.
Nice. Awesome. All right, Joey Corso is one of my absolute all-time favorite artists.
Really?
I think he's amazing and incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And might be on the phone right now. Dude, thanks for calling.
He lied at first. No.
What?
KLOS, hello.
Hi. How about something from Bad Religion's Christmas album?
Those are good. Yeah.
Love them.
Good.
Which song?
How about Hark the Herald Angels Sing?
That is a gooder.
That is a gooder.
All right. We'll see if Santa will you know, indulge us. As it were.
Awesome. Merry Christmas.
We have to check with Santa, apparently.
You got
to
call that fat bastard that's over at North Pole.
Thank you. Brr.
Hey, it's Nick Frost answering.
Santa, your grandma got you khaki slacks.
Westmoreland Radio. Hello, KLOS.
Borland.
Hey there.
Borland, whatever.
Hi, Christmas song that you like.
Hey, guys. This is Sean in Temecula. So, it's not a well-known Christmas song, but it's one of my all-time favorites. It's called Christmas in Las Vegas. It's Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine.
I know that guy.
I know that guy as well.
I know that fellow. We'll kick that around. Maybe we'll kick him around.
We'll
that'd be kind of funny.
We'll see if we have it.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
Long time, first time for the new show.
Thank you. Thank you and thank you.
Yeah, and welcome to it.
So my song is not at all suitable for work or children.
Yay.
Excellent. All right. That's what we're looking for.
But it's the Dand Band. I Want to Rock You Hard This Christmas. You're going to need some beats for that one.
Well, it won't be the first time.
But that's one of your favorites? Do you actually play it whilst Grandma is hanging out, or do you save it for...
Maybe in the car.
Right.
I think you should introduce it to Grandma.
Yeah. She'll feel like she got right over... No, you know I won't.
No.
I'm sorry.
Nope.
All right, if we can find a beeped version, we'll throw it on. Thanks for calling. Thank you. Who are you?
Awesome. I'm Connie. Nice to see you guys.
Connie, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, bye. 818-955-KLOS. Still looking for great Christmas songs.
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, hey. So Bob River's Comedy Group put out a couple.
Yay. Now you're talking.
Yeah. Right, yes.
And a lot of really good ones, but I Am Santa Claus, done to Santa Claus, done to Iron Man tune is probably my favorite.
Who are you?
TJ in Hollywood.
Were you listening to Marcy today? At noon?
I was not. I work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't get to hear it either, but I know in our boot camp she was playing Christmas music. But you know what? Even if she played it, let's do it again, shall we?
Let's go. Yeah.
Right on, man.
All right, thanks.
I am Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho.
The Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Please present with man to
classic Christmas song right there from Jimmy. I need some purple sticky for Christmas. Kevin, hint, hint.
You don't have all of it?
I do. I have tons.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But I want some more.
We're looking for great Christmas songs at KLOS. Hello.
Hey, how about some Kinks, The Father Christmas?
Ah, I do love that song.
You do like that song, too. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Marcy played it today, but you know what? Maybe we'll throw it in. Who are you?
I'm Brian.
Brian, thanks for calling, man. And I love that one. That's a good one.
Same. KLOS.
It's very anti. So that's one of my faves.
Hey, Kelly and Sluggo, this is Bull from Hemet.
What's up, man?
My favorite Christmas song is, you know, Merry Christmas, Baby by Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, that's a smokable one. That's a classic. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Baby. And if you guys got balls, you'll play it.
We don't have balls.
We're ball free. But thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. I got a favorite Christmas song for you.
Yep.
Cheech and Chong, Santa Claus.
Yeah, and his old lady.
Mm-hmm.
And his old lady. That's it, man.
That is a gooder.
That's a classic.
Yeah. That is. You're right.
Who are you?
My name is Vince.
Vince, well, since it's 12 days till Christmas, let's throw on some Cheech and Chong.
That would be awesome. I'd love to hear some Cheech and Chong on my cruise home.
Pop! Evil! Is who that is. That's some new KLOS stuff called Survivor.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we were talking about a sweet little video that somebody caught on their Ring of a bear followed by a little baby cub bear. Is that what you call him, Cub?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And it stood up on two hind feet and held its hands up like, what is this?
It's loving the snow.
It's really cute.
It's a very happy little animal.
Anything that you saw on surveillance camera or on your Ring camera that was hilarious, give us a call at 818-955-KLOS.
I don't have a Ring camera, but I have surveillance cameras. Okay. And I had an accident happen in front of my house.
Whoa.
A car accident.
Two women, mm-hmm. One girl was drunk, hit the other lady.
Uh-huh.
They were both on their phones calling friends and relatives. Pretty soon there's 8 or 10 women out in the front of my house at, mm-hmm. like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
And the one girl who was innocent says to the girl sitting on the curb who's drunk, hey, I really need your insurance and license. And the girl flipped her the bird. And then the other girl, big Hispanic girl, says, hey, you're not going to talk to my mom like that. Mm. And pretty soon there's a brawl.
It was on.
Women brawling in front of my house.
It's a Christmas miracle.
There's something wrong with the amount of joy that you have.
That's exactly like we would have it.
Yes.
Dude, it was beautiful. You got it from me. That happened about a year ago. It was hilarious.
I love it.
That is awesome,
Thanks
man.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Have a wonderful holidays. All right, guys.
You too, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You caught something on your cameras out front of your place?
On your Ring camera or surveillance or whatever?
And we want to hear about it, please.
We're talking about things that you saw on your Ring cam. It was originally kicked off by a video that I posted of a bear with a little bear cub walking behind him, and it was snowing, and the bear cub stood up on its hind feet and held out his paws like, this is awesome.
Well, straight out of a Disney cartoon. You
know what's happening?
It was so G-rated.
So we're taking your calls on things you saw on your Ring cam or security cameras. KLOS, hello.
I have a vacation home in Arizona near the river, and I periodically check it. And one day I was checking it, and I noticed the principal in the neighborhood was in my backyard with his dog.
The principal of the local school?
Yes.
Was hanging out in your backyard with a dog.
With this dog, because we're pretty much only people that have grass.
Okay.
Yeah, so we let him come by, keep an eye on it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, he's walking out, and I thought he was leaving. Instead, he whips his junk out, and he starts peeing on the gravel, and his dog is, like, sitting there, and he puts his hands, like, behind his head. Like, he's, like, really enjoying it. Like,
I just could not pee like this anywhere else.
Sorry, go ahead.
Wow.
I've never confronted him.
Oh, really?
No, that would be so fun.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's such a nice guy.
Right. He just can't pee anywhere but your backyard in the greatest of freedom.
With his hands behind his head.
A block up his house to go to the bathroom. I mean, come on.
That is awesome.
That's hilarious.
An interesting thing to catch. Thank you. That's exactly what we're looking for. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
What's going on, guys?
Hi there. Talking about Ring cameras or security surveillance?
Surveillance?
Security
surveillance. Security surveillance.
Surveillance?
I like security surveillance.
You know what I meant.
You know, someone should start a company with that.
You know what I meant.
So what happened? What did you catch? What did you find?
So a couple of weeks ago, it got real windy around my neighborhood. It was happened to be trash day. So here comes the trash flying down the street. And the next ring video is my neighbor running after his trash can.
That's beautiful.
Why was he running after the trash can?
Because the wind was blowing it down the street.
That's hilarious.
Did he catch it?
Oh, yeah, he did, but it took him a little while.
Did you? So is there a video of him pushing it back past your house afterward?
He's pulling it back, and it has to be the strongest workout he's done in his lifetime.
You don't happen to still have that video,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, do you have that video? Can you post it at us?
I saved it, so I know I have it somewhere.
Oh, well, please, head over to the at Kevin and Sluggo and post it there, would you?
I'll do that, yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, man. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. What are we doing here?
I'm not sure. I believe there was an exciting story you were going to share with the kids.
Gotcha, yes. I didn't realize we were at that point. We should do this stuff when we're off the air.
I guess.
When we're off the air.
I guess.
Yeah.
Who cares, though?
There's a man who tried to get a vaccination on a silicone arm. He got a fake arm.
Oh, so he... Why? Why? Was he hoping to actually get the card?
Yes.
That way?
He wants the card because you need it now to get into restaurants and movie theaters. And
what, he seriously thought the nurse wouldn't notice?
Yes. He certainly thought that, yes. She said, I understood immediately that the man was trying to avoid the vaccination by a silicone prosthetic. First, she thought, maybe he was an amputee.
Right, and just wasn't thinking.
And he forgot?
Sure, you know, give the benefit of the doubt, yeah.
Gave her the wrong arm?
Something you're going to forget, I suppose.
But then she said the man acknowledged he didn't want the vaccine, he just needed it.
Well, why are you sitting here?
Because he wanted to get the proof of vaccination without getting the vaccine.
But if you understand...
Because you're dumb.
Yes.
That's why.
I mean, I was hoping maybe she would play along.
He had already been suspended from work because of his refusal to get vaccinated.
Right.
The nurse said the man was courteous and left the vaccination center after the failed attempt.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, what the hell? I guess if you're going to try something, you might as well go all the way. Why not? But she didn't give the other arm because...
By the way, Italy is a really hot spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a dentist in Italy.
A dentist?
Yes.
So he wants to cram his fingers in your mouth, but he's afraid of the vaccine.
Yes.
I see. That's neat.
Yep. That's a thing. That's one story.
Wow, wait, and he's a dentist that's working one-armed, too. That actually is a little
admirable. No, he has both arms. He had a fake arm.
Oh, come on!
That he brought with him.
You're kidding
and he
me.
Hid his other arm, his real arm. And he thought the nurse just wouldn't notice. She said it was kind of rubbery and a little too light.
I've heard those words before.
Many times. Imagine what's going through her mind. Oh. She's like, oh, well, maybe he's an amputee, and I don't want to embarrass him, but...
Hold on a second. I'm seeing a third arm here.
What the hell?
And it's holding an apple.
And you know how some places offer rewards for vaccination?
Yeah.
Which, by the way...
where's ours? We got ours a long time ago.
No, I mean, ours... I think our reward is
drink.
Not dying.
Yeah, I guess so. Are you getting sick for a third time?
I am not getting sick for a third time. There's no possible way.
Yeah.
But a man in New Zealand...
Mm-hmm. I love New Zealand.
May have taken it a bit too far.
Oh, cool.
Because they offered a reward of money.
Oh.
They would give you money.
And he's like, all right.
For getting a vaccination.
Let's see if I can fool this system.
A man in New Zealand... May have gone a little too far. He visited several vaccination centers to get the shot and was paid to do so.
Oh, for each one. So, wait, he's had a whole bunch of the shot? Well, he's completely opposite of so many other people. He's loading up.
It was already reported in the paper there that in October, people have been assuming the identity of others and getting COVID-19 vaccines on their behalf.
Now, so what does that do to you if you have too many vaccines?
They don't know.
Yeah.
They're still studying
it.
You
want to be a guinea pig for $150?
No, I don't.
Or whatever they're given?
The guy got 10 shots.
Wow.
In one day.
Wow.
10 vaccinations in one day.
In one day.
Yes.
Wow.
Just to collect the money.
And just think
went from spot to spot and said, yeah, put it right here.
Think how sick it made you.
Yes. Yeah. After the first one. Yes.
Dude ain't going to be doing well, most likely.
Well, I mean, some people aren't affected by it.
He's
going to
turn into Spider-Man.
10 times, though? I don't think you turn into Spider-Man if you get too many vaccinations.
Well, there goes my theory.
It doesn't add up.
Ah!
You know what? The guy should have taken the dentist idea and gotten the fake arm.
There you go.
And then gotten 10 shots.
And then the dentist could say that he was got the shot and he could stick his fingers in your mouth and everything would be just Jake.
We'll hook these two guys together. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon from 3 to 7.
Classic Christmas song there, too.
Yes.
Highway to Hell.
Right?
Great Christmas. I had so many albums. It's beautiful. The 101 Strings version is beautiful.
All right, let's talk about bad Christmas gifts because they seem to be everywhere.
Bad Christmas gifts.
There is an article in BuzzFeed about bad Christmas gifts, and this is a perfect example. My mom is notorious for bad presents. One that stands out was a car crash kit.
A car crash kit?
Mm-hmm. It had a disposable camera for recording the scene, a form for both parties to fill out, a tape measure for measuring, and some chalk.
How about some
for
first
what I
aid?
Assume was for marking out where the dead bodies landed.
So you suck as a driver and your mom is trying to help you with the next incident.
Maybe.
That sucks. That officially sucks.
Here's another one. A set of miniature butter knives with ceramic fruit and vegetables as the handles from the aunt who said that I was, quote, so hard to shop for.
Blah.
I was seven. Butter knives.
Butter knives.
Come on, man. Try. 50 pounds of russet potatoes.
That blows. 50 pounds of russet potatoes. Yeah. Clearly just sitting around in the back like, just give that to
just
Joe.
Just give him some potatoes.
Okay, put a bow on it.
Talking about bad Christmas gifts. And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Worst Christmas present you've ever... You know what? Admit it. Given. But gotten.
Forgiven.
Yeah.
Both.
Yes.
A spam calendar.
A spam calendar?
12 months of pictures of spam.
There are people who would like that.
I was a 14-year-old girl.
That's not her.
I did not like it.
Nope. She's not going to like it.
A dish towel. I was 8.
Get to work, kid.
Why does this happen?
That's a hint.
My grandpa was planning on giving me a tissue box with money in it.
Okay. Oh, no. That sounds bad.
No, it isn't as bad as you think.
Oh, okay.
Not sure why. Uh-huh. Anyway, he wrapped the wrong box of tissues and just gave me a box of tissues on Christmas morning. Here's another example of a bad Christmas gift. A ceramic jar for holding dog treats when I was 15.
If you love dogs.
We had just given away our dog, Rascal.
Hey, remember Rascal? he would love these.
He would love these.
And he would love this little jar.
You should try them. When I was 8 or 9, my grandma gave me a Christmas ornament. It was a little stuffed cherub with pink cheeks and yarn hair. I cried because I saved up my allowance to buy it for her the year before.
Oh, no. Grandma, you suck.
Grandma re-gifted.
Wow. Yeah, I hate this thing. I give it to that brat that I can't stand.
How crazy is that?
Oh, that's sad.
My husband's stepmother gave me a 36-year-old at the time, a kindergarten-sized backpack. When I opened it, I actually bought that for somebody else a few years ago, and she hated it, so she threw it in a closet and saw it and thought you'd like it.
Wow. You don't go through your house looking for Christmas presents.
Right.
Unless you absolutely have just met the person.
And age-appropriate stuff.
Why bother?
Butter knives for a seven-year-old? Come on.
Well, that makes sense to me, actually. That totally makes sense.
When I was 10 years old, my grandparents gave me an unwrapped suitcase for Christmas. In the entrance of convenience, they used the suitcase for the wrapped presents for my sisters.
Oh, jeez.
So the sisters got the gift.
Right.
She got the suitcase.
There you go. Pack your bags and go, 10-year-old.
My cousin once gave me an autographed picture of himself.
I've done that. Wait, hold on. Is that a bad thing?
That's pretty strong.
That is. That's
really, your cousin.
Can you imagine?
Your cousin doesn't even want a picture of you.
No. Nobody wants a picture.
Let alone autograph.
Autograph, more or less.
So 818-955-KLOS, bad Christmas gifts that you received or gave. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about bad Christmas gifts, and we're going to take your calls again in a minute at 818-955-KLOS. I do have one here, though.
Mm-hmm.
An ex gave me an engagement ring for herself.
So
with the idea that I would use it to propose to her.
Oh, that is weak.
For Christmas.
Oh,
she also gave me specific instructions on how and when I should do it, as well as stipulations that she would be the one planning our wedding.
Oh,
we had a terrible relationship, and I've been planning on breaking up with her right after the holidays, which I did.
Oh, he waited still till the holidays, though.
Sounds like it.
After, huh?
She gave him an engagement ring for her.
Nope.
Strange.
Nope.
Bad Christmas kiss. KLOS, who's this?
My name's Michelle. I actually, my mother one year gave me these little tiny little samples of jelly, like a little jelly jar, and these two, it came with two little flavors of jam.
But they were sample size.
Yes, they were very tiny, and my mother was a classic horrible mother.
Oh, no.
But, so what I felt like would happen is she was in line at the store, and I think it was one of those things that was to the side. Mm-hmm. So she thought, oh, my gosh, I forgot to get Michelle something.
Or maybe even free. Maybe they're just like, here, take these little samples.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That could have been it, too. Thanks. That just made my childhood worse. Thank you.
Wow. You're welcome. I'm here to help. You know, the only thing you could have used those for is put your weed in there. You put your weed in there.
Oh, nice.
I was in my 20s, so that's possible. I could have done that.
Thank you, Michelle.
Right on. Thanks for calling. That's awesome. Right, and terrible.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Bad Christmas gifts?
Bad Christmas gifts.
Yeah, I had a friend. I hated the show Family Guy. One year, he bought me a DVD copy of Family Guy. And then the next year, I gave it back to him.
He did the right thing. How can you not like that show?
Didn't like it.
How can you not like it?
That is not the issue.
It's not the issue?
No, that'd be like them giving you a copy of the movie...
Sex in the City?
No. What was that one you really hated? We'll edit this out. Language.
It was the piece of shit that was Nomadland.
Nomadland, right.
He tried to convert me, and I unfortunately didn't work. I gave it back.
Did not work. That's
you gave
funny.
It back is strong, though. That's strong.
Yep.
All right, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Middle Alaska. The people go, send me some gold. I said, you cheap-ass pieces of shit. You don't even come up and say hello at M60 Below. How about a lump of coal?
I'm not really sure what all that was. They sent you gold, though?
Oh, man, I'm a Klondike. Bro, I got a couple of ounce chunks that are just, like, so sacred to me. That yeah, 60 Below up there, man. It was, like, brutal.
But what? But who sent you gold?
No, I went and got it. I lived up there in the Klondike.
Okay. Who did you send the gold to?
No, I sent them lumps of coal because they wanted my gold.
Oh, they wanted your gold.
You know what? You did the right thing, man. To hell with them.
Yeah, they got a guy. Can you send me some gold? Yeah,
no.
Some.
Yeah.
It's black, though.
Hey, Meredith, it's a prospector.
An actual prospector.
An actual prospector.
Yeah, hey, I'm a float builder with Pasadena. It's coming up soon. Gene.
My grandma bought me an ornament with the name Eric on it.
And his name is
My name
Eric?
Is Morgan.
It's for Morgan, Eric. Eric? What's it? I don't care.
The year I gave my ex-husband a Tag Heuer, is that how you say it? Yeah. Watch. He gave me a $19.99 Walmart blender. We already had three blenders.
Make some more margaritas.
I participated in a voluntary office Christmas exchange in 2012 with a $30 limit. My gift was a CDR of the giver's favorite album.
Nice, very cool.
I was less than enthused, but nonetheless slid the disc into my car to check it out, to find out that it was blank. The person had written the band name album title on the disc, but forgot to actually burn a copy.
Imbecile.
Just empty. Think about this for a second. My aunt gave me a book on Kama Sutra when I was 13.
Nope. That's a bad aunt.
And the New York Yankees baby onesie.
What?
I don't have kids. I don't watch baseball.
And I'm 13. Wow. That aunt is drunk.
I don't know that this one may be the worst.
Oh, cool.
My great-grandma gave my cousin a jock strap from Goodwill. A used jock strap.
Hey, thank you. It's a look good on you. It's a little worn.
He started crying. He was 9.
Oh, what the hell? Grandma, put the meth away.
Grandma used to load the cousins with gifts, while my siblings and I, cheap afterthoughts would be an understatement.
Nice.
So we're about 17 or 18. We're fed up with it. So what do we get? Grandma, the cheapest fleece blanket from Walmart we could find. I think it was $5 on sale for $3.
Uh-oh. But.
So Christmas rolls around, and we all have one present apiece from Grandma. We open them in unison. It's the same bargain fleece blanket we got her.
Wow. Grandma turns it around.
How is...
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty great.
You kids suck. Here's what you get.
Grandma sucks. So 818-955-KLOS is the phone number for a bad Christmas gift you got or gave. We're talking about the worst Christmas gift you ever got. KLOS, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, tell us about the horrible Christmas present that's come into your life at one point or another.
Okay, so when I was a kid, I was little chubby, right? And my grandmother, she made sweatshirts with knitted animals on all of them for each of the grandchildren.
Right.
So like reindeers and all of that stuff. And of course, she put a piggy on mine.
Wow. Grandma sucks, man.
No. Did she mean it that way?
I don't know, but it came off that way.
Of course.
Sure.
That I had to put on this pink sweater. Pink was not my favorite color, and it had a piggy.
That's
with a little curly piggy tail on the back.
Unbelievable.
So, wow.
That sucks. We hate your grandmother for that.
No, but...
We love your grandmother for that.
Wait, are we supposed to hate her or love her?
Well, how are we supposed to feel about her?
How are we supposed to respond?
Well, she was a sweet lady. She was also kind of feisty, so I don't know if...
All right, so we love her, but sometimes she gives
us a little angry
gifts.
At her. Yeah, yeah. She doesn't. Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
rude gifts. Right on. Thanks for calling. My dad thought it would be funny to give me a board one time that was laying in the backyard. It was a little 2x4. He wrapped it up, put it under the Christmas tree.
Why?
I have no idea. He thought it would be funny.
What? Oh, to be funny?
I guess. It was hilarious.
To be funny as a bad gift? Days.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's funny if that's what he's going.
Yeah.
I don't think, though, Christmas
morning
is what
I don't think I got any other Christmas presents, though. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's all you got.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Fantastic. I like it even more.
Hey, KLOS, who's this?
This is Richard.
Richard, tell us about your bad Christmas present experience.
Well, it's like a combination because my birthday is in December and Christmas.
Oh, that sucks.
My sister's is the same. My sister got a brand new stereo and a brand new car for her 18th birthday.
Wow.
I got a carton of cigarettes for my birthday and for Christmas.
A carton of cigarettes.
Had you been smoking against his will, your dad's will, or whoever?
Yeah, I've been smoking already.
Right.
But, yeah, so he smoked too.
That was some sort of statement, I guess, huh?
I mean, look, it's that saves you $100 or whatever it costs.
Oh, this was back in the 80s.
Oh,
so.
Okay. All right, I got it.
So $23.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like your dad should have hung out with my dad. That
sounds
like.
Here's a pack of smokes.
Yeah,
enjoy
here's a
it.
Pack of smokes, kid, and a board.
Oh, yeah.
Make of that what you will.
You got a board.
Thanks for calling, man. It wasn't even a surfboard. It wasn't anything you could do.
Just a 2x4.
Just a freaking 2x4.
Love it.
It was laying in the backyard.
Kayla West, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Bad Christmas gifts. We're doing really well. Thank you.
Okay. The worst Christmas gift, I had a boyfriend. We've been going out for a couple of years. I was thinking it was super, like, serious and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking maybe I'd get a ring or something. I got a little kid's lamp with a teddy bear on it that I put on my nightstand.
Ugh. That's weak.
How old were you?
I was, like, 20.
Hmm. I guess that's cute-ish.
Mm. Did you find it cute-ish?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. Never used it.
No, of course.
Good for you.
Dumped him as well.
That's good.
Yay.
Work. You did the right thing.
Yeah, this is what happens when you give crappy Christmas presents.
Right.
Just keep that in mind, people.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo, and time for What We Learned.
What was it we learned?
There were two stories about people trying to get away without being vaccinated. One guy had a prosthetic arm. And the nurse realized it right away that it was rubber.
good con, dude.
And a guy in New Zealand tried to collect a bunch of rewards by getting vaccinated 10 different times in the same day.
That does not seem like a good idea.
There's no research on what that does to a person.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yep.
He's the guinea pig.
On the topic of things you saw on your Ring cam, a guy saw an accident between two cars right in front of his house. Both were women drivers and called their friends, and there was a giant all-out riot in front of his house. So, Merry Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, in the category of worst Christmas gifts, a grandma gave a 9-year-old a used jockstrap from Goodwill.
So I guess my present isn't so bad this year to you, Kevin, by comparison.
Is that what it is?
Well,
I don't want it.
I got to get out of here. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty. I'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.